This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL, 73 degrees. Rather muggy this morning. It's cloudy. It's going to be that way all day. 70% chance for showers even this morning, and then a big chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A lot of moisture in the air. High today in the low 80s, about 10 degrees warmer than we are right now. Tonight, cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms, and then partly cloudy overnight with scattered showers even after midnight. Overnight low about 68. 70% chance of rain still. Tomorrow, a little better. High in the middle 80s, but a 40% chance of rain, mainly during the first part of the day. So it will get better. Jordan Montgomery pitched a four-hit shutout on Sunday, leading South Carolina's baseball team past North Carolina 8-0 in the NCAA Super Regionals for the Tar Heels' most lopsided loss this season. Tar Heels are now 56-10 on the season. They won Saturday's opener in this series 6-5 on an RBI single in the ninth inning from Sky Bolt, putting them within a win of returning to Omaha, Nebraska for the sixth time in eight seasons. Now we can't punch that ticket yet. Carolina faces South Carolina again tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear that deciding game right here on WCHL. Again, 7 o'clock tonight, Bochimer Stadium, North Carolina versus South Carolina. More on the game coming up in just a few moments on WCHL Championship Sports. The state chapter of the NAACP will continue on with its six-week of Moral Monday protests that have led to the arrest of more than 300 people. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was arrested last Monday inside the General Assembly, along with Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade, and Chapeldale Town Council member Donna Bell. A rally leader and NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber said clergy members from all across the state will lead this Monday's demonstration against policies of this Republican-controlled state legislature.
Our job through this movement is to expose that extreme immoral policies hurt everyone. They impact all people. And it's beginning to work.
The NAACP and its supporters contest the social, economic, voting, and education policies of the General Assembly. Many also are opposed to the state's decision to reject the Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, cut unemployment insurance, and end the earned income tax credit, among other issues. Barber announced via teleconference on Friday the NAACP will follow up the protest with Witness Wednesday to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The group will also announce the tales of a big voter registration tour.
We will have pictures of the martyrs and people who died, black and white and Jewish, to protect many of the rights and to win many of the rights we're trying to protect.
The group's rallies have grown in size each week since they started back in late April, most recently drawing more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests has also grown each week. Last week, there were more than 150 people arrested, including many of those from the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says the North Carolina justice system will suffer now that the state General Assembly has officially repealed the controversial Racial Justice Act. Kleinsmith, who's worked as an attorney in death penalty litigation, says he's especially disappointed because after the act first became law, statistical data proved that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
One of the things that I think is most disturbing is that the kind of racial bias that was discovered in the studies that followed the passage of the bill. The bill itself allowed for an investigation into how prosecutors in North Carolina used race to determine the makeup of juries.
On Wednesday, the State House of Representatives gave final approval to repeal the act by a vote of 77-39. The act had been in place since 2009 to allow North Carolina death row inmates to make appeals based on racial biases. Kleinsmith says the decision does not just affect those who are on death row.
That goes right actually not to discrimination against the people who are charged, but discrimination against people who are being asked to serve their state as jurors. And very disturbing evidence of a pattern of prosecutors dismissing jurors who are otherwise qualified to serve just because of their race. I think every North Carolinian who seeks to serve the state should be distressed by this.
The state hasn't carried out an execution since back in 2006 because of various legal appeals. The bill will go to the state Senate now for a final vote of agreement before moving to the desk of Republican Governor Pat McCrory, who is expected to sign it. The Senate passed an initial version of the bill back in April. UNC's gender-neutral housing program might be one step closer to ending before it even gets started. and the university student body president is speaking out against a possible shutdown. When the final state legislative budget is signed into law, it might include an amendment that effectively prohibits the program. But UNC student body president Christy Lambden says it's not the Senate's place to include the topic of gender-neutral housing in budget discussion.
In my opinion, it's short-sighted on behalf of the state legislature to be considering gender non-specific housing as part of the budget, given that it's a program that only goes to protect student safety on this campus.
In November, the UNC Board of Trustees unanimously voted to begin the gender-neutral housing program on campus, effective this fall. But on May 21st, the state Senate added an amendment to its state budget proposal that would prohibit members of the opposite sex from living in the same dorm suite or apartment, which would make the program illegal by state law. The Senate approved its version of the state budget May 23rd. Several campus administrators have said that gender-neutral housing would help ensure the safety of UNC's transgender students, which Lambden says is critical to the success of the university.
It's essential that we do protect student safety on this campus in order to provide the bedrock for academic success for every student here.
And Lambden says he's heard from many other students who are also disappointed by this piece of legislation, formerly known as Senate Bill 658.
Well, I think the student population is disheartened by this as well. The engaged student population who have really been pushing this movement had great success with it at the Board of Trustees level, where it received unanimous approval. They are very disheartened by this and know that it will affect the safety of students on this campus.
The bill has even seen significant opposition at the Senate level. It initially didn't make it out of the Senate's Committee on Rules and Operation. Over the past several weeks, the Moral Monday demonstrations at the General Assembly, as we just reported, have been designed to protest against several policies sponsored by the Republican-controlled state legislature. Lambden says numerous Carolina students have been in attendance to voice their opinions on the gender-neutral housing issue, among other hot political topics.
They are very much in line with what we're trying to achieve in student government at Chapel Hill, so I support them in what they're doing, and it is really great for the state of North Carolina that we have so many passionate people.
The North Carolina House of Representatives has released its own budget proposal. A final legislative budget is set to be announced around the end of the month. Julius Nangoro, the former UNC African Studies chairman and central figure in the UNC academic fraud scandal, held a close relationship with the student-athlete tutoring program, according to a report Saturday by the News and Observer. Writer Dan Kane says that members of the academic support staff offered Nangoro football tickets and a chance to watch a game from the sidelines. Kane says this information was obtained through newly released emails as part of a public records request filed a year ago. Kane says that none of the details within the correspondence surfaced in the university's investigations of the African and Afro-American Studies Department or the NCAA investigation that resulted in the firing of UNC's head football coach, Butch Davis, and multiple athletic department resignations, including the athletic director, Dick Bedour. UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other university officials have said the academic support program for student-athletes did not collaborate with Nangoro or department manager Debbie Crowder to create fraudulent classes to help maintain student-athlete eligibility. The university has stood by its own investigation, led by former Governor Jim Martin, which concluded the fraud was not intended to benefit athletes because non-athletes were also enrolled in those classes and received the same high grades. Newly released documents show North Carolina's flagship state university spent more than $500,000 in donated funds over the past 2 years to manage public impressions about the long-running academic fraud scandal. Records show the Fleischmann-Hilliard PR firm received $367,000. Political consultant and NBA official Doug Sosnick received $144,000. And she and associates of Washington, D.C., nearly $20,000. We'll tell you what's happening with the Chapel Hill Town Council tonight, coming up in just a moment. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here we go with Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. There is an accident on the Durham Freeway northbound. It's just about midway between I-40 and downtown Durham. No exit number for you on that one, but be on the lookout if you're traveling northbound on the Durham Freeway right now. It is causing some delays from that accident all the way back to I-40, and also starting to cause some problems on I-40 eastbound as well, as it is backing up onto that on-ramp, so be on the lookout there. 15501 northbound seeing some delays this morning as well from NC86 all the way up until I-40, so be on the lookout if you're traveling in that direction as well. No accidents reported there, just the regular morning commuting traffic causing some delays this morning. If you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, birthday boy.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items are just $3 each. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. It is 73 degrees right now, muggy, cloudy all day, 70% chance for showers this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms forecast for the afternoon as well. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with numerous showers, thunder showers, and partly cloudy with scattered showers after midnight. Overnight low about 68. Chance of rain is 70%. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, a little better, mostly clear with a low around 65. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s and the low about 70. On Thursday, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High about 90. We just can't get that chance of rain out of the forecast.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It is 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 at WCHL. Chapel Hill Town Council will likely sign off on next year's budget when the council meets tonight. The manager's recommended budget calls for a 2-cent property tax rate increase. Half of that will go to support Chapel Hill Transit. The other half will go to the town's general fund to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash to Durham once a landfill closes at the end of this month. The council will also review a plan to streamline the town's advisory boards with special attention to those committees that participate in the development review process. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Nuclear Regulatory Commission inspectors will publicly share what they discovered when they inspected early signs of corrosion and cracking inside a reactor vessel's covering at a North Carolina nuclear plant. Duke Energy Corporation began powering up the Sharon Harris plant on Friday. The discovery of a quarter-inch trouble spot led the company to shut down the plant for more than 3 weeks. The plant is located just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill, near Jordan Lake. Duke Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission say there was no evidence of radiation leakage. The NRC inspectors will hold their hearing on Thursday of this week. And a major institution is taking pride in a Tony Award for major contributions to American theater. Major acting awards were being presented during Sunday's televised Tony Awards show, but the prize honoring the Lost Colony came during a cocktail party on Saturday in New York. The country's longest-running symphonic outdoor drama has been in production every summer since 1937 on the North Carolina Outer Banks. The Tony Honors for Excellence in Theater notes that artists including Andy Griffith, Lynn Redgrave, and Terrence Mann performed in the play based on the story of the early English colonists who vanished from their Outer Banks settlement. The show got its start with one of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal programs funding theater and other live performances during the Great Depression back in the 1930s. WCHL News Time, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. It was all South Carolina on the mound and at the plate Sunday afternoon. The Gamecocks leveled Carolina 8-0 in Game 2 of the Chapel Hill Super Regional in Boshammer Stadium. That loss dropped a snap to a 96-game streak in which the Tar Heels had not been shut out. Very rare when that happens. At the end of the second inning, UNC trailed by 5. The biggest deficit the Heels had overcome this season was 5 runs against Clemson back in the ACC tournament. The Gamecocks, who are now 43-19, forced a decisive game coming up tonight in the best-of-3 series, with the winner going to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. UNC is 56-10 now. Tar Heels won Saturday's opener 6-5 on an exciting RBI single in the ninth inning, putting them one win shy of returning to Omaha for the sixth time in 8 seasons. South Carolina's left-hander Jordan Montgomery, a sophomore, pitched a complete game and his first career shutout. UNC head coach Mike Fox said Montgomery was the key to the game, no kidding, and was sensational from the very first pitch to the last pitch of the ball game. He was absolutely dominant, only giving up four hits. UNC starting pitcher Hobbs Johnson struggled mightily on the mound, and the Heels went five deep at the bullpen. Chris McHugh and Trent Thornton were not used, likely being rested for Game 3 coming up tonight. Gamecocks struck first in the game on a second-inning bunt from Tanner English, scoring Max Schrock from third with one out.
A glance towards first in the pitch. There is the bunt. Stubbs fields. Zolt covers over at first base, and he's not there in time. The bunt by English scores a run. He'll leg out the single at first, and the Gamecocks have runners at first and second with one out, and now a 1-0 advantage.
Hobbs Johnson allowed his third walk of the day, advancing Chase Vergeson to first. South Carolina then produced back-to-back two RBI hits, the second one coming with the bases loaded.
The 1-2 pulled into right field, and it's Dantzler driving in Vergeson as well as Pancake. 5-0 South Carolina as the scoreboard clicks up a few more digits. And Johnson is having a devil of a time with the Gamecocks.
UNC made the pitching change, switching Riley Hovis for Johnson. It was the shortest outing of the season for Johnson. In the bottom of the fourth, Hovis walked four South Carolina batters, one of those intentionally, giving Graham Psycho the score, increasing the lead to six. UNC brought in right-handed pitcher Taylor Cherry with one out. He got the Heels out of the inning with three Gamecocks left on base. Gamecocks increased the lead to 7-0 after Vergeson hit a sacrifice fly to right in the bottom of the fifth, scoring English. Psycho tallied another run for South Carolina as Colin Moran made a rare fielding error on a Joey Pancake hit, allowing the score.
Bouncing ball off the bat of Pancake. It goes underneath Moran's glove and into shallow left field. It brings in another run, and it continues the inning. E5 on Moran. 8-0 South Carolina.
UNC made yet another pitching change, bringing in Trevor Kelly after a wild pitch from Cherry. He actually hit a Gamecock batter. Grayson Griner was struck out, looking as Kelly ended the two-run inning. Heels failed to score in the top of the sixth and were retired after a 6-4-3 double play. In the top of the ninth, the last chance for Carolina, Sky Bolt and Cody Stubbs failed to make it on base, and then a pop-up from Russell ended it for the Tar Heels. Here's UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes immediately after the game.
Our guys will be ready. That's the least of my concerns. We'll have plenty of arms ready. Bitten will be good, and we'll have a lot of good guys behind them.
But deciding Game 3 set for 7 o'clock tonight, UNC will be the home team. There was talk about having it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but it is 7 o'clock tonight, thank goodness, and we'll just have to hope that the rains hold off. Sophomore right-hander Benton Moss will take the mound for the Tar Heels, while the Gamecocks plan to start freshman left-hander Jack Wincoop. Again, 7 o'clock game time right here on WCHL and also streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina State's Taryn Sine scored on a double by Brett Williams in the top of the 17th inning on Sunday night, rallying the Wolfpack to a 5-4 victory over Rice in the longest super regional game in NCAA history. Rice is out, and the Wolfpack will be sitting there waiting for whoever comes out of the North Carolina-South Carolina matchup. So a little extra incentive for the Tar Heels to get this third game won and get on to Omaha for the College World Series. They've been there six out of the last 8 years. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We talked to Art Chansky about this game. Yesterday was quite a disastrous day for Carolina.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall.
We'll have that coming up for you in just a little while here on WCHL, but here's what Art had to say about the game.
It was a tough game for a couple of reasons. Losing is one thing, but they were completely completely outmanned and outclassed yesterday by a South Carolina team that may not be as good as they've been the last 3 years going to the College World Series, but South Carolina knows how to win. And now the Tar Heels, you know, they're in tough shape. They've got, you know, Benton Moss has to have a good performance. You know, they've got Munnelly and McHugh in the bullpen, but you're looking at a team that's pitching staff is pretty depleted, and some bats have gone silent. So Mike Fox has got to work his magic most of the rest of this day to try and get that team ready to play. And the other thing, too, it's funny, you know, NC State, if you stayed up late last night, they went 17 innings to qualify for the College World Series. So there's that little bit of pressure where Carolina's supposed to go to Omaha, NC State wasn't, and it's the Wolfpack has already qualified. So It's a tough one. South Carolina, you know, they're a scrappy team. They'll stay with you the whole time because they have that winning mentality. And they do have, you know, we have the best name in the game in Sky Bowl, but they have the second best, and the guy named Joey Pancake. And Pancake really pancaked us a couple times last year, yesterday. Every time you turn around, they went through the order so many times that every time you turn around, their guy Ferguson and Pancake were coming up to the plate, and they were hitting ropes down the left field line and the right field line, and it was not a good day for Tar Heel pitching. But you could tell early in the game that Mike Fox was already playing for yesterday because he put in Taylor Cherry, who had pitched only a total of 8 innings the entire game, the entire season. So he was saving Munnelly and McHugh and some of the other guys. He was already, with that big deficit, he was already getting ready to, you know, to play the Monday game. And, you know, they have to find themselves tonight because it's a do-or-die game. A long, fantastic season really comes down to one game tonight.
All right. That's Art Chansky with his recollections on what happened yesterday for Carolina and insights into what might happen tonight. Again, game time. First pitch will be thrown at 7 o'clock tonight, weather permitting, of course. And we'll have it for you on WCHL and also streaming live at our website, chapelbrew.com. Tar Heel Baseball right here on WCHL. Win this game, and it's on to the College World Series in Omaha. 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 o'clock, WCHL. Good morning.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carbro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carbro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarbroFamilyMedicine.net.
For more than 30 years, Pleasant Dry Cleaners has been Chapel Hillians' one stop for all their dry cleaning needs. And at Pleasant Dry Cleaners, Brenda Dye Honeycutt and her staff are proud to provide Chapel Hill with a Green Earth cleaning system. Green Earth is colorless, odorless, and will not harm the air, soil, or water supplies. It's also gentle on all fabrics, including those fine delicates. Visit Pleasant Dry Cleaners, located at 111 South Elliott Road, Village Plaza, and experience the care they give your clothes, where quality is their special.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentino, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056. The Orange County Library is at your fingertips and just a click away from meeting your recreational, educational, and informational reading needs. Monitor your account online. Reserve a meeting room. Check out digital media and e-books. You can also like Orange County Library on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We love to see you at the library. We have 3 convenient locations, 1 in Hillsboro and 2 in Carrboro.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available now for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. The Chapel Hill Brew Pub now offers 12 different fresh, handcrafted Carolina breweries on tap, all brewed on site. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill weather. Not great. It's brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or that custom piece of jewelry you've been dreaming of for a long time, They can create it for you at Grimble Jewelers. And from time to time, they have some great antique jewelry as well. At Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy, muggy. 70% chance of showers this morning. They had a big chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, about 68 degrees, and the chance of rain remains at 70%. We'll have a 40% chance of rain tomorrow, especially early in the day. Partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow in the middle 80s. So this weather is not going anywhere. We'll just keep our fingers crossed it's not going to be raining tonight.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Edward Snowden could do a lot as a contract worker for the National Security Agency, telling the Guardian newspaper.
I, sitting at my desk, certainly had the authorities to wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge to even the president.
Senior correspondent John Miller on CBS This Morning.
His access is not derived from his experience as an intelligence officer. His access is derived that he's a computer guy. He's got system administrator position. He's, according to him, he's supposed to be involved in computer security. So that allows you to roam through the system.
In Hong Kong, CBS's Seth Doan with more on this 29-year-old.
He is deeply worried about being spied on. He lines the door of his hotel room with pillows to prevent eavesdropping. He puts a large red hood over his head and laptop when entering his passwords to prevent any hidden cameras from detecting them.
Justice Department has now begun a criminal investigation. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, 73 degrees this morning and muggy. 70% chance of rain all day. High today in the low 80s. It is now or never tonight for North Carolina's baseball team. The Super Regional is tied one game apiece with South Carolina. And tonight, they will go at it again. Carolina lost yesterday to South Carolina by an 8-0 score after winning the first game. And they will go at it tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. Yesterday was all South Carolina. Jordan Montgomery pitched a four-hit shutout, leading South Carolina past the Tar Heels 8-0 in the NCAA Super Regionals. It was the Tar Heels' most lopsided loss this year and the first time in 96 games that the Tar Heels have been shut out. So they got to make a quick turnaround for tonight's game. Again, first pitch at 7 o'clock. The state chapter of the NAACP will continue on with its six-week of Moral Monday protests that have led to the arrest of more than 300 people so far. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was arrested last Monday inside the North Carolina General Assembly building, along with Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Rally leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber said clergy members from all across the state will lead this Monday's demonstration against policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
Our job through this movement is to expose that extreme immoral policies hurt everyone. They impact all people, and it's beginning to work.
The NAACP and its supporters contest the social, economic, voting, and education policies of the General Assembly. Many also oppose the state's decision to reject the Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, cut unemployment insurance, and end the earned income tax credit, among other issues. Barber announced via teleconference on Friday the NAACP will follow up the protest with Witness Wednesday to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The group will also announce details of a voter registration tour.
We will have pictures of the martyrs and people who died, black and white and Jewish, to protect many of the rights and to win many of the rights we're trying to protect.
The group's rallies have grown in size each week since they started in late April, most recently drawing more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests has grown each week as well, last week's topping upwards of 150 people. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says the North Carolina justice system will be suffering now that the state General Assembly has officially repealed the controversial Racial Justice Act. Kleinsmith, who's worked as an attorney in death penalty litigation, says he's especially disappointed because after the act first became law, statistical data proved that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
One of the things that I think is most disturbing is that the kind of racial bias that was discovered in the studies that followed the passage of the bill. The bill itself allowed for an investigation into how prosecutors in North Carolina use race to determine the makeup of juries.
On Wednesday, the state House of Representatives gave final approval to repeal the act by a vote of 77-39. The act had been in place since 2009 to allow North Carolina death row convicts to make appeals based on racial bias. Kleinsmith says the decision doesn't just affect those on death row.
That goes right actually not to discrimination against the people who are charged, but discrimination against people who are being asked to serve their state as jurors. And very disturbing evidence of a pattern of prosecutors dismissing jurors who are otherwise qualified to serve just because of their race. I think every North Carolinian who seeks to serve the state should be distressed by this.
The state hasn't carried out an execution since 2006 because of various legal appeals. The bill will go to the state Senate for a final vote of agreement before moving to the desk of Republican Governor Pat McCrory, who is expected to sign it. The Senate passed an initial version of the bill back in April. Julius Nangoro, the former UNC African Studies chairman and central figure in the UNC academic fraud scandal, held a close relationship with the student-athlete tutoring program, according to a report printed Saturday by the News and Observer. Writer Dan Kane says that members of the academic support staff offered Nangoro football tickets and the chance to watch a game from the sidelines. Kane says this information was obtained through newly released emails as part of a public records request filed a year ago. Kane says that none of the details within the correspondence surfaced in the university's investigations of the African and Afro-American Studies Department or the NCAA investigation that resulted in the firing of UNC's head football coach Butch Davis and multiple athletic department resignations, including the athletic director Dick Bedore. UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other university officials have said the academic support program for student-athletes did not collaborate with Nangoro or department manager Debbie Crowder to create fraudulent classes to help maintain student-athlete eligibility. The university has stood by its own investigation led by former Governor Jim Martin, which concluded the fraud was not intended to benefit athletes because non-athletes were also enrolled in those classes and received the same high grades. Newly released documents show North Carolina's flagship state university spent more than $500,000 in donated funds over the past 2 years to manage public impressions about the long-running academic fraud scandal. Records show the Fleischman Hilliard PR firm received $367,000. Political consultant and National Basketball Association official Doug Sosnick received $144,000. And she and associates of Washington, D.C. received nearly $20,000. Chapel Hill Town Council will likely sign off on next year's budget when the council meets tonight. The manager's recommended budget calls for a 2-cent property tax rate increase. Half of that will go to support Chapel Hill Transit. The other half will go to the town's general fund to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash to Durham once the Orange County landfill closes at the end of this month. The council will also review a plan to streamline the town's advisory boards. With special attention to those committees that participate in the development review process, the council meets tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Well, it's painful to revisit it, but let's bring you up to date one more time on what happened yesterday on the baseball diamond for Carolina. It was all South Carolina on the mound and at the plate on Sunday afternoon. The Gamecocks leveled Carolina 8-0 in Game 2 of the Chapel Hill Super Regional. And I do mean leveled. The loss snapped a 96-game streak where the Heels had not been shut out during all that time. At the end of the second inning, UNC trailed by 5. The biggest deficit the Heels had overcome this season was 5 runs against Clemson in the ACC tournament. In the end, it was just too big a deficit to overcome. Tar Heels gave up 4 more runs as they went along, and it was just not a pleasant day for Carolina at all. UNC made several pitching changes. Tar Heels just couldn't get anything going at the plate, though. In the top of the ninth, the last chance came up for Carolina. Sky Bolt and Cody Stubbs failed to make it on base. Then a pop-up from Russell ended it for the Tar Heels. UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes after the game yesterday.
Our guys will be ready. That's the least of my concerns. We'll have plenty of arms ready. Benton will be good.
and we'll have a lot of good guys behind them.
Benton Moss will start on the mound for Carolina. He's a sophomore right-hander, and the Gamecocks will plan to start freshman left-hander Jack Wynkoop. The deciding game three set for 7 o'clock tonight. UNC will be the home team officially in this game, and it's Carolina versus South Carolina. And that happens tonight, 7 o'clock, once again, at Bosch-Amber Stadium. North Carolina State got a win yesterday. It wasn't easy. They won in the top of the 17th inning, I should say, on Sunday night. They got a double by Brett Williams in the top of the 17th, and then held the other team to nothing in the bottom of that inning. They rallied the Wolfpack to a 5-4 victory over Rice. It was the longest super regional game in NCAA history. North Carolina State starter Logan Jernigan held Rice to just 2 hits over 5 innings. Owl starter Jordan Stevens yielded 1 earned run in 6 and a third innings. Wolfpack left 16 runners on base yesterday, so kind of a frustrating game for them, but they managed to win. They are on their way to Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series, and the Wolfpack will await the winner of the North Carolina-South Carolina matchup. So a little extra incentive for North Carolina to go ahead and win this game tonight and get on to the College World Series. Go Heels. 8:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Coming up, Joe Kapowski has today's commentary, and that is up next.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there will always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0. Bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
All day and all night. 97.9 FM. WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Morning, it is 8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Joe Kapowski. In March last year, I was proud of our town council for passing a cell phone ban that included hands-free devices. The law passed a legal test last week when the Court of Appeals overturned a challenge by a local towing company. Last week on WCHL, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt stated that some on the council wonder whether banning hands-free is appropriate. Mark, I can understand that you believe in your heart of hearts that you are a safe driver when you use a hands-free device. However, the overwhelming evidence shows that no one is. Accident statistics and neuroscience studies clearly and consistently show that there is no gain in safety from hands-free use. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. Ninch. A hands-free driver is as dangerous as a handheld driver or a drunk driver. Why is that? It is because you lose vision when you talk on a phone. This is called inattention blindness. You don't see everything in front of you when you drive until, tragically, you hit her or him or it. Why do you feel like a safe driver? Because you don't know what you don't see. You don't experience the, oh my God, I almost hit that kid moment. Mayor Kleinschmidt, I ask you and our town council to follow the science and the safety statistics again. If there is one town council in North Carolina that should follow the science, it is you all. Please implement the complete cell phone ban. This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pavich. With summer road construction in full swing here in Chapel Hill, we hit the streets to find out if you've noticed the road work.
My name is Guyana Bajiant and I live in Chapel Hill. I have, and it's taken a very long time, but you're just going to have to be patient with it.
Danielle Goldberger from Raleigh. Yeah, I have, and I'm always late to everything.
Timpson Hall, Chapel Hill. The roads are not in great condition. I don't know, I know that they need to get the roads better, but they're not doing a good job of doing it.
Jeep Seaton, Carborough. Way crowded.
Pat Muir, Chapel Hill. It's too bad that the freeway had to be redone, but it has to be done.
Robin Borhani in Orange County. Always very irritating, and I wish they would get it over with and finish it up.
Has the construction on the roads here affected your daily life?
Jeff Baldwin, live in Chapel Hill. It's taking way too long. My son's in school there. They're telling the students that it'll be done by the time they graduate, and he's in 10th grade. So they're telling him it's another 2 years.
Wojtek Grażyk, I live right here in Timberline. I think it's much needed because there's schools here and businesses, so and it also looks more beautiful once they're done. Also, it takes them a long time, as usual.
In Copart, Chapel Hill. Well, they've been fixing the roads forever, and it's kind of hard because, well, the roads are getting fixed up so many times, it's never done. It's been going on forever, and it's kind of annoying, the construction and everything.
Stephen Rice. I live here in Chapel Hill. I think they're better.
My name is Yirondi Villa, and I live in Chapel Hill. They're throwing business off.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Well, you can say that again. 847 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Listen, are you a soccer fan? Well, you ought to be. Don't miss the return of Chivas USA to Wake Med Soccer Park. As part of the U.S. Open Cup, the Railhawks look to avenge last season's loss in U.S. Open Cup play on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock. It will be an exciting game and not one to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets today. Tickets can be purchased by calling the St. Lawrence Homes box office at 919-459-8144, or you can go online to CarolinaRailhawks.com, or you could win a pair of tickets from us. Be caller number 3 right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to see the Carolina Railhawks on Wednesday night. And caller number 3, 919-929-WCHL. That's all you got to do. It is very easy. In the meantime, I'm going to take a quick look at morning traffic on WCHL. Traffic report brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. No problems to report. No major problems to report. Although it's cloudy, visibility not great. So allow yourself a little extra time to do what you're doing this morning. But otherwise, things are looking good. Anytime during the day, if you spot anything that we're not reporting on WCHL, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and we'll be glad to pass it along to everybody else. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season, where you can shop today for all of Dad's favorites. Just in time for Father's Day, Southern Season's legendary barbecue, beer, and baskets. That's what he really wants at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. All right, it is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Really muggy, 74 in Chapel Hill, 73 in Carborough, where it's always a bit cooler. It's actually 75 degrees in Hillsborough this morning. A 70% chance of showers early part of the day. There are numerous showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, too. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms in the evening. And partly cloudy with scattered showers after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 60s. Chance of rain still 70%. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the high in the middle 80s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly clear skies with a low around 65. 85. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low 70. Thursday, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunder showers, and the high about 90 degrees, so really warmer. And this mugginess is going to continue for the next few days here in WCHL. 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Good morning.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Good morning. It is 8:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I'm sorry. This is WCHL, and we're going to have today's hometown hero just a moment here, Stacy Yesko of Orange County Meals on Wheels. That is on the way next. But first, let me just tell you that you can call in and tell me Wayne Pond's word of the day. Rather unusual word, I must admit. I've never heard it before he came up with it this morning. Of course, that's often the case. What is the word? It begins with a C. And, just call me and tell me what it is. Spell it correctly and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL. Phone's ringing. Let me go get it.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stacy Yesko is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's director of the Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program. Who does the organization serve?
There's no consistent Meals on Wheels participant. Everybody is different. But what we do basically is provide a meal for anyone in the area who is homebound. So that means they can be elderly or disabled or have a health issue that prevents them from making their own meals. So it's got nothing to do with whether you don't have money or whether you have a lot of money. It has to do with whether you have a need in staying independent in your own home.
The number of deliveries has increased dramatically in the last few years.
I think it's been a lagging effect of the economy. I think people who didn't think they were going to have to rely on social services actually do because their retirement savings have shrunk. But most of it is just the aging population and more people moving into the area that need services.
Getting meals to those people is important, but it's not just the food. The social interaction is important as well, and sometimes it's downright critical.
We have a lot of people that are isolated. Their families live far away. Their spouse has died. They're on their own. We got a call the other day. One of our volunteers had stopped to deliver a meal, and the gentleman we deliver to is Spanish-speaking, and our volunteer unfortunately doesn't speak very much Spanish, neither do I. And he said, he's not getting out of bed, he's obviously in pain, what do I do? So we called 911. We were not able to get him to answer the phone. I met them at the apartment. None of the EMTs spoke Spanish either. But the upshot is, he had stopped taking his medication, and because of that, was having a recurrence of gout. We were able to get him to the hospital. There he was recognized by somebody in the medical field. They figured out what was going on, you know, got him fixed up, brought him back, and now we're delivering to him again. But he does not have family, does not know anyone. We don't know when someone would have found him.
If you can speak Spanish, they could really use you. And even if you don't, Stacy Yesko says there are ways you can help.
Wherever we go, we always say we're looking for three things. First of all, we're looking for referrals. Call us if you've got a neighbor that needs help. The second thing is we're always looking for money. Go to our website, www.chcmow.org. There's a donate now button, and we're always looking for volunteers. And again, at the website, website, you can find information about that. Those are the best ways. Just go take a look at our website and it kind of leads you to us. We do a great job of collaborating with other area agencies. What we're trying to do is knit together kind of a community care for a lot of different people.
She and other hardworking folks, many of whom are volunteers, help so many people right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community through Meals on Wheels. That's why Stacy Yusko is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Thanks for all the phone calls this morning. I was not able to answer all of them, but congratulations to Carla Schuford, who called in with the correct answers more quickly than anyone else. And Carla Schuford knows that the word of the day is cathexis. Cathexis. C-A-T-H-E-X-I-X. E-X-I-S. Cathexis. It means an emotional, the investment in an emotional energy, mental or emotional energy. I never heard this word before, and obviously not very familiar with it, but cathexis is the word, and Carla Schubert gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Wayne Pond will have another word for you tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 on WCHL. It is 8:56, 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Good morning.
Think you can pick out a diamond by looking at its characteristics on a piece of paper or a computer screen? Ask Alex Jenkin, who just got engaged. He'll tell you, no way.
There's just something about the diamond that you just have to see. You have to have it in front of you and compare it to everything else to say, that's the one.
Alex found the perfect diamond at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. That's the only place where you could see 5, 10, 20 diamonds that met his specs all at one time.
Because he had all the diamonds on hand to say, this is what this looks like. When you go from A to B, you can see the comparison. Exactly as he described it. I was down to two stones that were actually just about the same quality. But when you look down into them, they had just a different look, which falls outside of any range of grading.
What's the lesson? Don't make one of the most important decisions of your life with virtual diamonds. See, touch, feel real diamonds, as many as you like, at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
It wasn't him trying to sell me on this diamond versus that diamond. It's what do I think is going to be best for my fiance.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, with one of the largest selections of diamonds in America, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
In the nation, they go by Guardian, Lifesaver, and Friend. At Nationwide Insurance, we just call them agents. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation that cares.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carborough Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carborough Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarborougheFamilyMedicine.net.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bull City Craft. It's half off your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes, from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children, with 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats. It's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, my name is Marshala Salam. Along with the Piedmont Health, the Orange Human Relations Commission, and NAACP, the Ministerial Alliance, and other groups, I invite you to attend the 2013 Juneteenth celebration at the Morris Grove Elementary School on June 15th between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Juneteenth celebrates the ending of slavery for 40 million black slaves years in America. When you come, you will learn as well as be entertained. And thank you, WCHO, for caring about our community.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Congressman Price, we appreciate your being with us.
Yeah, same here. We enjoy being your neighbors. We really value the way this station reaches out to the community. I've said a lot in Washington about how so much radio in this country has been centralized. A few big owners, radio stations in local communities being run by remote control, essentially. That's not true of WCHL, and I'm sure I and thousands of others appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your saying that.
Well, thanks very much, Congressman. It is going to be a rainy day. It appears 70% chance of showers today. High today in the low 80s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.